It's time right now for the Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me Bluff, the listener game. Call 1-888-WAIT-WAIT to play our game in the air. Hi, you are on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, Peter. This is Shannon Brown from Portland, Oregon.
Hey, how are things in Portland?
Things are great. We're having our 2 weeks of summer.
Oh, yeah. That's a little late, isn't it?
A bit, but right now it's just perfect.
Well, welcome to the show, Shannon. You're going to play our game in which you must try to tell truth from fiction. Carl, what is Shannon's topic?
For me, every day is Valentine's Day, as long as there's spicy mustard.
There's an old saying, true love comes to those who wait, but sometimes it comes with a bonus, a little side of relish, maybe. Our panelists are going to read you three love stories that each revolve around a condiment. Only one of which, though, was in the news this week. Guess this true story, you'll win Carl's voice in your home answering machine or voicemail, whatever you got. You ready to play, Shannon?
I am.
All right, first let's hear from Mazda Brani.
What happens when a Saudi sheikh discovers his wife loves Thousand Island dressing so much that she carries a bottle with her everywhere she goes? The answer is obvious. The sheikh goes out and buys a Thousand Islands to honor his wife and stocks the islands with bottles upon bottles of the creamy, orangish, can't-live-without-it salad dressing. Sheikh Ali Abdullah Omar Al Bin Al Hassan Ibn Hamid Al Walid Al Doha. Otherwise known as Sheikh Al. Was enamored with his fourth wife. When the two had a rift over how to raise their eighth son, Sheikh Al felt he might lose the love of his life, Maryam. So he did what any ordinary man with a ton of money would do. He went out and bought things. As told by Professor Anwar al-Sabadi of Tufts University, the sheikh knew he had to do something huge, and I mean huge. So he contacted the Republic of Fiji and inquired about purchasing 1,000 islands. The Fijians didn't even know if they had 1,000 islands. Of course, some of the islands were nothing more than tiny pieces of rock that the sheikh agreed to buy in order to meet his quota. However, he did stock the largest island with cases of Thousand Island dressing and took his wife there on vacation. Upon seeing the quantity of dressing at her disposal, Maryam gave in to Sheikh Al's charm and made peace with him. She also ordered a green salad with seasonal vegetables so she could enjoy her Thousand Island dressing in paradise.
Thousand Islands, the purchase thereof, inspired by Thousand Island dressing. Your next story of condiments and love comes from Tom Beaudet.
When Carrie Thurman first met her husband of 20 years, commercial fisherman John Rohr, it was love at first smell. He'd just returned from a 10-day cod trip. His fingernails were jammed with baitfish. His hair was crusted in slime, and it made me so hot. I grew up in an observant, nearly orthodox Norwegian family where there was a lot of love and a lot of fish. Lutefisk, pickled herring, smoked cod. Seriously, the phrase, something smells fishy around here, is a Scandinavian pickup line. Carrie and John's happy long marriage was rekindled every time John returned from another fishing trip. So it's no surprise that John's recent retirement from fishing took some of the bloom off that old marital rose. We were starting to wonder what to do about it when we stumbled on the answer at a Thai restaurant in Anchorage, fish sauce. I swear, John dipped his spring roll and I almost took him down right there at the table. It turns out that Thai fish sauce has exactly the right pheromonal chemistry to simulate a mixture of cod, slime, bait herring, and bilge water. It's like catnip for a Norwegian or a Swede, says a beaming John, whose internet sales of fish sauce, repackaged as Return to Port Cologne for Men, have topped 10,000 units.
There you go. Thai fish sauce as a cologne. And your last story of love in the time of condiments comes from Faith Saley.
Ketchup, like a great lover, is zesty, viscous, and delicious spread all over. Which is why, when a hitman in Brazil fell in love with his target, he spared her life but didn't hold back on smothering her in the tangy sauce. Carlos Roberto de Jesus was hired by a housewife named Maria to murder the woman Maria suspected was having an affair with her husband. For $540, Carlos was more than ready to knock off the alleged mistress. But as soon as he laid eyes on his comely victim, a hot tomato named Iranildez, anticipation was making him wait. He decided to fake her death. Carlos and Iranildez went to the local supermarket, bought two bottles of ketchup, ripped Iranildez's shirt, stuck a machete under her arm, and smeared ketchup all over her. Carlos then sent a photo of this gruesome image to Maria. Their ruse was discovered a few days later when Maria spied them kissing on the street. Maria, as ingenious as the hitman she hired, went straight to the police to accuse Carlos of stealing $1,000 from her. The savvy trio now faces charges. Maria for making threats to kill, Carlos and his saucy lover for extortion.
All right. Three stories of love and condiments. From Maz Jobrani, love of a Thousand Island dressing leads a sheikh to purchase a thousand islands in the Pacific. From Tom Baudet, Thai fish sauce as an aphrodisiac cologne for a couple in Alaska. Or from Faith Saley, how a hitman fell in love with his target and used ketchup to fake her murder. Which of these is the real story of love and a side dish in the news?
Well, they're all very touching and heartwarming, and I wish they could all be true.
Don't we all?
But I have a special place in my heart for ketchup because I, too, contain natural mellowing agents.
Oh.
Shannon, you sound delicious.
You're gonna go for Faith's story of the hitman who used ketchup to have a rendezvous with his target. Well, we actually have a bit of news about this very story.
The tale of love, jealousy, treachery, and ketchup happened in the small town of Pindobaçu in northeastern Brazil.
That was a report from Al Jazeera on the hitman who fell in love with his intended victim and covered her with ketchup as a love offering. Congratulations, you got it right. Faith Saley told the truth.
Thanks, Shannon.
She gets a point just for doing that. You win Carl's voice on your home answering device, whatever it may be.
Well, thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
My baby got sauce, and of course, as a matter of course, she does what she wants to, because she's the boy.